Hello and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. We'll hear two big works on this program, a trombone concerto by Ellen Tafe Svillick and a flute concerto by Sally Beamish, concertos low and high. And in between, we'll hear The Bird of Dawning Singeth All Night Long for violin and orchestra by Jean Coulthard. Ellen Svillick is the recipient of numerous prizes and honors, including the 1983 Pulitzer Prize in Music. She was the first woman ever to receive it. The Elizabeth Sprague Coolidge Chamber Music Prize and the Arturo Toscanini Music Critics Award and Ernst von Dohnányi Citation, an Academy Award from the American Academy of Arts and Letters, a Guggenheim Fellowship, and four Grammy nominations. Among other distinctions, she's been elected to the Florida Artists Hall of Fame, the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and the American Academy of Arts and Letters. In 1995, she was named to the first composer's chair in the history of Carnegie Hall, and she was designated Musical America's Composer of the Year for 1999. Ms. Svillick holds a doctorate from the Juilliard School and has also received six honorary doctorates. That's a lot. She currently holds the Francis Epps Distinguished Professorship at Florida State University. A prolific composer in virtually all media, Ellen Tafe Svillick's works have been performed by most of the leading American orchestras and by major ensembles abroad. Until the 1980s, it was unheard of for an established orchestra to be interested in repertoire for the solo trombone, but since then it's become quite the instrument of interest and challenge for composers and orchestras alike. Ellen Svillick has written 14 concertos, so perhaps it is not surprising that she was the one chosen by two trombonists of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra to write concertos for them, one for tenor and one for bass trombone. We're going to hear Svillick's Concerto for Tenor Trombone, which is dedicated to Jay Friedman, one of Chicago Symphony's trombonists. The introduction to the first movement is explosive and leads to a long melodic line in the trombone, accompanied by staccato horns. The second movement is very introverted and original, something Jay Friedman had expressly asked for in his collaboration with the composer. It certainly isn't the big, brassy, aggressive sound we might associate with the trombone section. I love the expressivity of it. In the last movement, the reticent character continues to dominate, but at the end, the trombone explodes into a cadenza-like passage, and the climax rises to the very highest register of the instrument. In this performance, Christian Lindberg is the trombonist with the Malmö Symphony Orchestra, conducted by James DePriest.